This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Magic moments upon your ears and your mind are affected by your listening to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV program as Doug. Jennifer Horn is the J portion. Victoria Keelan is the V portion of the program. And our thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, as we update you to things that are going on here, there, and everywhere. Jennifer, that is your assignment. Please take it seriously.
I do, and there are plenty of things going on in Washington, and there are plenty of things going on in your local government that will affect you, no doubt. It will affect your life, but probably the thing that affects you most every single day, aside from your family, your friends, and your loved ones, is your commute. You may actually be commuting right now. U.S. commuters, there's a new report out that suggests that commuters are spending an extra 2.5 hours in transit. The daily commute in 2017 increased by only 18 seconds per trip, which doesn't seem like a lot, but according to the Census Bureau's newly released 2017 American Community Survey, commuters overall are on the uphill climb towards a longer commute, with some spending 2.5 hours in transit an extra two and a half hours in transit every single week. The survey shows that the average commute crept up from 26.9 minutes, and that's the average, so you're spending about a half an hour. It was 26.6 minutes a year before. Major cities across the country saw commute times increase, and the Washington region, specifically, Kara, where you are in D.C., retained its spot as the home of the second longest travel to work times in the nation. Any idea who's in front of them?
Gee, I wonder who it could be.
Victoria.
New York can't be worse than...
Really? New York is worse than Washington, D.C.
Wow.
The average one-way trip
worse than Los Angeles. That's
reached
crazy.
37 minutes. That's right. Los Angeles right under them on the list. So it's very funny, Dougie, that the three ladies you have surrounding you are also the home of the three longest commute times.
And the nicest part about all of it, except for Kara, is that your commute time is, as it is from my situation, from the bedroom to the studio.
Someone needs to figure out a way for that to be my commute as well.
Yes, sure, yeah. Good luck with that. Maybe you can get Alexa.
If you want to know the other, exactly. Yeah. If you want to know the other cities on the list, it was San Francisco, San Bernardino, California, Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Boston, Seattle, and of course Los Angeles, in addition to New York and Washington, D.C.
That whole trip along the, if you're heading east on the 10 out of Los Angeles, is a nightmare.
San Bernardino. If you're headed Los Angeles, but headed out, you'd go towards San Bernardino. And the thing with San Bernardino that's different about, and if you don't know that, that's about, it's a community, actually a huge region of Southern California, more than just a community, about 30 miles outside of Los Angeles proper. But the problem is that most people that live in San Bernardino work in Los Angeles, and so they have these long commute times just because you have to go 30 miles, and then when you add in cars and traffic,
isn't there a train? Is there a train from there?
It really spotty with the mass transit in California. Right. There's one that runs along the 210 into Union Station, but there
there's
still a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, there are, that's for sure.
Logistically, though, because Southern California is so spread out, logistically, it's hard to imagine how you could effectively put in some mass transit that would work for people.
That would be
unless
one
you lift them up over the freeway, maybe.
It would run, if you could find the track, the way to put the track in, I think that would be a good solution, a fast train.
When's Elon Musk going to shoot everybody underground?
He's working on that now.
In tunnels, right?
Yeah, working on that now. Elsewhere around the country, sort of state by state, 4,000 Arkansas residents losing Medicaid health coverage after the state implemented work requirements for Medicaid earlier this year. Arkansas was the first state, and actually still the only state, to put in work requirements for people insured under Medicaid expansions provided by the Affordable Health Care Act. In order to qualify, You're not exempt if you're, wait a minute, let me see if I can understand this. People who aren't exempt have to work or do community engagement for 80 hours a month. They have to report the hours online. If you don't report your hours for 3 months in a year, you lose your coverage. Have to wait till the next year to reapply. Let's see. This is something that Washington has said states could do, that is, to impose work requirements for Medicaid, similar to programs like food stamps. Anybody get up for this? So 26,000 people in Arkansas are affected by this. Kentucky tried to implement these guidelines, but a federal judge blocked it. Why? Why would a federal judge block this under what? This is a system that makes sense. Why would you get something if you don't work for it? Why should you be entitled to something? This is common sense. So why is it?
The only thing, I don't know the answer to this, but the only thing I could guess of why a federal judge would be involved is the definition maybe of what people, of disabled, because some people are on disability and and clarifying what able-bodied means. I think it's probably something in the weeds like that, if I was guessing.
Yeah. Well, it's time we started reining in. That is one of the things in terms of whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump. I'm happy to have all of these things, these coverages and the giveaways and getting things for nothing and not having to really qualify or be scrutinized. I'm happy to see that stuff tightened up. Frankly, I think we spend way too much money. All right, speaking of tightening things up, there was supposed to be an emergency test message, Jennifer, sent out from the president as part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency system to warn the public in cases of national emergency. It was supposed to be sent out this Thursday, now moved back to the 3rd of October. A majority of cell phone users get an alert on Wednesday, October 3rd, with a header, Presidential Alert, and the message, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed on your part.
For all of you that have been waiting for that text message from Trump, oh, it's coming. I actually think this is a good idea, because, and here's why. It's not because of Trump or whoever sitting in the White House, but I think when we get those messages on our cell phone, like an Amber Alert, where that annoying tone goes off and it scares everybody half to death, and then you just get annoyed and maybe you look at it, maybe you don't, maybe you just delete it because you're annoyed. I think when you have the president's name coming across your phone, regardless of who that is, whether that is Trump or whoever's next, whoever it is,
I think that's a presidential alert.
Is going to make people who may have passed these things over actually stop and take a look, and it's a good way of disseminating information instead of just having it come from some weird number that people don't know, some text line. I think it actually matters when you see the president is texting me. Well, I better take a look and see what it says.
Well, if you think about just the way that we live our lives today, I haven't seen local news or any news, really. I watched a little bit about Hurricane Florence, but if there was something major happening, I would not know. So I'm happy to have, I don't mind any alert coming through that's of national importance or regional or whatever. I'm fine getting something. I prefer everyone text me, including the president. So I don't want anyone to call me. Don't email me, but just text me. I'm good with that.
This is a presidential alert. The time on the DJV program is 16 past the hour.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In store only. Ends 11-10-18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Freedom
doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Thousands of charities, from international organizations to local churches, raise money through silent auctions, often featuring gift baskets donated by supporters. They frequently include bottles of wine, beer, or other spirited prizes. But it turns out that in many states, the liquor laws prohibit such baskets, especially in places like churches or community centers that have no liquor license, even if the bottles remain unopened. The legislature in one state, Colorado, is about to repeal that old law and leave charitable fundraisers free to do their best. Many of these legislators have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that fundraising ideas are not the government's business. But many states still require permits and fees for such events. If your state is one of them, it's time for you to act.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's another item from around the country. A judge in Florida has ordered that the state has to provide election materials in Spanish ahead of the midterm election. Citing the Voting Rights Act, the judge ordered that 32 counties with Puerto Rican populations have to provide Spanish language sample ballots, information about the ballots, and how to use the ballots in Spanish. Notices on their websites also in Spanish. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the state by a number of voting rights groups. The groups argued that Florida's Secretary of State wasn't protecting the rights of Puerto Ricans. You know what? Screw that. I'm not interested. I think this is the most outrageous. If you want to vote in America, you vote in English. This is not a Spanish-speaking
We don't
country.
Have a national language, though.
We do have a national language.
No, we do not. We absolutely do not. We do not.
Well, that's pretty stupid.
But I agree that it should be in English.
Yeah, of course it should be in English.
It makes me furious when you go and you think
it'd be... Latino advocacy groups, yeah.
Well, it's not even that. When you go get you, when you vote, and then they give you the I voted sticker, and it says it in like 25 different languages on the sticker.
No.
You must be getting a much bigger sticker than I'm getting.
Yeah.
I've only gotten one that says I voted. I don't think there's any room for it.
Come to L.A. They make a lot of room on the sticker for all the languages.
The 25 languages must be the size of
it. No, it's Chinese, honestly, it's Mandarin.
In whose world is this right? In whose world is this good? Anybody think this is a good idea?
World, there are, well, if people are legally able to vote, and if English is their second language, I don't understand the problem. If you're in a heavily...
If English is their second language, then that means they know how to speak English.
Just saying, if English isn't their first language, I don't know. I'm not talking about how much English they know, but if they are legally able to vote as citizens, then I don't see a problem with this.
Where else in the world is this going? What other country has two languages that they use for purposes like this? What other country?
More than that, it's about this. It's about assimilation. And if you want to assimilate and vote, then you learn the language that the majority of Americans speak.
Only
and more people, and you know what, Jen? The fact is, more people speak Spanish in this country than English. So if we want to make that argument, then we all need to learn Spanish.
I would challenge
that. You go by population, how many more people speak Spanish in this country than English?
Should we cut up the American flag then?
21 after the hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fancy.
Yahoo! Music time. TJB Show 23 and Change at the Hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I celebrating the iHeart Radio Music Festival. I said, why are we celebrating something put on by a company that's basically ruined the radio business? A lot of private radio station owners and small group owners are saying, yeah, Doug, yeah. Well, anyway, this weekend, iHeart celebrates its annual iHeart Radio Music Festival, A-list lineup of performances in Las Vegas. So the second challenge here, crank this up for a second, will you please, Karen?
I guess Doug's a really
it's
big Azalea fan.
Yeah. To identify some of the names of the people, although this is easy, Iggy Azalea and Fancy, Sabrina Carpenter, Boys to Men are going to be there. A lot of presenters for this year's festival at the T-Mobile Arena Friday and Saturday. Paula Abdul, let's see here, Tara Killam, Ireland Baldwin, Ken Jeong, Sarah Hyland, Nikki and Brie Bella, Jeff Gordon, Luke Perry, Skeech Ulrich.
That one's
why are you laughing
not
at
Skeech.
What I say?
Skeech Ulrich.
He's an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Riverdale with Luke Perry.
Nothing worse than the know-it-all.
Like Stacey
producer.
Keach, we just call him Skeech.
Fleetwood Mac is performing. Jack White, Mariah Carey, Jason Aldean, Sam Smith, Panic at the Disco, Kygo.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Ray Schmerd.
Close enough. May as well.
Childish Gambino. Let's see. Justin Timberlake's on the bill of fare. Carrie Underwood. Imagine Dragons. Luke Bryan. Skynyrd Leonard. Kelly Clarkson.
You should know Leonard.
Skynyrd.
I know. I did
wow.
that just to see if you were listening carefully to
okay.
me. Yeah. Shawn Mendes. Let's see, in the daytime,
oh boy.
You're
going
to have just a bunch of rappers. I'm not even going through those names. For those who can't make it to Las Vegas, there will be a live stream airing both nights of the festival. And then, let's see, it's on the CW app, CWTV.com, and it'll be broadcast on a lot of the iHeartRadio stations. Ooh, exciting. The CW will broadcast a two-night television special. So Ryan's hosting this, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, he's their go-to host for this.
Yep, he is. Well, they pay him $34 million a year. Got to get something out of him.
can fly out there and do this.
Right.
One way or another. All right, let's see what's up next here. Musically, Ashley Simpson and Evan Ross have made the Billboard charts as a duo. They've debuted together because the song, well, they have an album together, right?
They're working on an album together, apparently.
Really?
But yeah.
Don't they have a TV show, too?
They do.
Really?
Just started on E, yeah. Huh. It's called Ashley and Evan, and that's what this song, I guess, is also from.
I Do, it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. The show is on, as you said, E, a collaborative album by them, reportedly in the works. This earns Ross his first entry into Billboard chart territory. And Simpson has been there for what? 10, 12
she
years.
She hasn't been on the charts in 10 years, but she used to be on the charts a lot back in the day.
Yeah.
I used to really appreciate her music.
Ashley Simpson.
Oh.
She was on with Little Miss Obsessive in 2008, number 26 on the Dance Club Songs, and 96 on the Billboard Hot 100. She made 7 appearances in the Hot 100. Biggest hit was Pieces of Me back in 2004. And then, let me see. Yeah, I remember this.
Does she was like a kind of Avril Lavigne wannabe, right?
Yeah.
She was pop, but definitely more edgy than Jessica ever was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All 3 of her studio albums landed in the top 5 of the Billboard 200 chart. In 2004, it's called Autobiography. 2005, I Am Me. And Bittersweet World was on in 2008. So, that's the latest. That's the update on Ashley Simpson here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant, and in that neighborhood it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has 2 food trucks and 2 stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Republicans are determined to press ahead with a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh if the woman who accuses him of high school sexual misconduct does not show up for a Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford wants an FBI investigation first. Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand supports Dr. Ford's insistence that the FBI should investigate.
There should be an investigation by the FBI because they're nonpartisan. They'll do an objective investigation of the facts, present those facts to the Judiciary Committee. And this is exactly the process you do for all judicial nominees, especially for the Supreme Court.
Grassley says he hopes she will show up on Monday morning to testify and that her prepared remarks and biography are due on Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And insight provided by the DJ Veers. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, all of us here together to talk about what's happening. So we'll turn the our attention to Victoria. V for victory, V for Victoria, V for what's happening.
Okay. Well, Papa John's is what's happening, and you may or may not notice that they have launched a brand new campaign that makes a very clear statement. They are moving on without John. So, John Schnatter, who, was the founder.
Moving on without John. Got it?
I should give them that slogan. That's what they should do.
Yeah.
But right. Papa John is John Schnatter. He's the founder. Of course, he and the CEO, he was fired after a lot of bad publicity and all kinds of stuff that went wrong. And so now the brand is really struggling. The stock prices are down. They have a new CEO named Steve Ritchie. He is saying in this new push with this campaign, he's been saying over the summer, Papa John's is not an individual. It is a brand, and it's the new campaign really stresses that In the ad, one employee says to the camera, "You've heard one voice of Papa John's for a long time. It's time that you heard from all of us." And as the commercial closes, a list of names scroll to replace John's name. So it's Papa John's then becomes Papa Kirsten's and Papa Brant's and Papa Daniel's. And so,
this is where they're losing me.
This is
too much inside, too much dirty laundry. Come on.
Yep. So either they need, so I don't know if this is going to work, but they are. Yeah. Well, he was the one who said, John Schnatter was the one who said that there is no Papa John's without him. He might actually be right about that.
Yep.
So maybe this is a case where Domino's just buys the property and changes the name and just rebrands it. Because I don't know that Papa John's is going to really, who wants to really be associated with it anymore? It's got a real film over it.
Yes, a scheme. I mean, a scum.
Even Peyton Manning, I think, has dumped a bunch of his ownership of it, too. He owned a bunch of stores, and I think he's kind of quietly moving away from them.
Okay, I don't mean to be a putz, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and I have trouble keeping track of it all. What was the scandal with John again at Papa John?
He used the N-word on a conference call.
That's right. That's right.
Among other things, but that was the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator. Okay, next up. People in the news, another billionaire from the tech world buying a print publication, Mark Benioff. I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. B-E-N-I-O-F-F?
It's Benioff.
Benioff.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Distantly related to one of the creators of Game of Thrones, I think.
Really?
Which is how I know that, because his last name is Benioff.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Kara. He runs Salesforce.
For the win today.
Yeah, she's doing well today.
We should just go home.
I know, right? Take a nap.
He and his wife are buying Time Magazine, $190 million. They will hold Time as a family investment. He says the magazine have no connection to Salesforce, the guy who runs Time Magazine, Edward Felsenol, whatever his name is, software company. Founded by Mark back in 1999, they'll not be operators of the business, but the people there are happy that they bought it because otherwise they would have gone out of existence because they're basically irrelevant. And that's my editorial comment. Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post a couple of years ago for $250 million. Who reads, who cares about Time Magazine anymore, honestly? Not that that's, I'm not making that statement as a statement any other than fact. I grew up on Time Magazine. As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, my father said to me, Life Magazine is for people who can't read, and Time is for people who can't think.
That's funny.
Anyway.
I think Time Magazine as a brand, they have that, the Time 100, the 100 most influential people every year. They have that giant gala and all the celebrities are there. I think it's more of a celebrity type thing now and whoever the most interesting person or persons of the year, that tends to get a lot of buzz. But nobody really buys, unless you're People Magazine or Us Weekly or Cosmo Magazine, those are the three that people still actually buy the magazine, in Style and Vogue a little bit too. But other than that, people just don't buy magazines anymore, so it's not necessarily just Time, it's everybody.
Thus, who will buy the other Meredith Corporation, a big television and publishing company of the past 50, 60 years, owns Fortune Magazine, Money Magazine, Sports Illustrated. Those are all for sale, too.
Sports Illustrated has just been, they've been hit so hard.
Okay.
No one reads Sports Illustrated anymore. It's the swimsuit issue. That's
right.
It. That's not even about sports.
Let me spend a minute or two. I introduced this conversation last half hour. For those who are not listening, this is my view of a huge problem that will affect us all. The U.S. federal debt per person will grow to $75,000 per citizen in the next 6-7 years. So let's say only 1 in 3 people work when you take out children and students and retirees and all that sort of thing. So that's actually $225,000 in debt per American worker. The money math here is astounding. All right. In a moment, we get to the lighter side of life. Those of you who watched the Emmys, Maybe you were thinking about what was on the red carpet. Is the red carpet changing? We'll find out in a moment. Jamie Greenberg and Chris McMillan are here to sort of take apart what we all saw, or maybe what you think you saw, as we move ahead here at DJB Show, 43 after the hour.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Antibiotics have been used to treat everything from TB to sexually transmitted diseases, but their wide use has created a new problem, antibiotic-resistant infections.
We gave penicillin, and we started to see penicillin-resistant bacteria. Then we invented things like methicillin to treat those penicillin-resistant. Then we created vancomycin to treat those methicillin-resistant. Probably all of the resistance has existed in nature since well before we actually identified the antibiotics.
So what can we do? Infectious disease expert Dr. Pratish Tosh says one thing is,
make sure you're using antibiotics appropriately. And a lot of the antibiotics that are used are really either misused or overused.
So asking for antibiotics for a cold or the flu won't do you any good. Now, if you are prescribed an antibiotic, Dr. Tosh says to be sure to follow the directions regarding the dose and the duration of treatment. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Actually, this is something I should turn over to the ladies, because I am not a celebrity makeup person. I'm not an expert, but maybe that's where we all are. As you watch these shows, we're in the beginning. Didn't you say, Victoria, the other day that the Emmys are the beginning of the award season? It goes through the fall and into early next year with the Oscars, but there's tons of these interview shows, tons of these shows that have people that are, well, that maybe are trend makers. Joining us now is Jamie Greenberg, who is a celebrity makeup artist, and Chris McMillan, also a celebrity hairstylist, worked on a lot of these people that you see. So, Jamie, let me start with you. Are there some people that you've worked on who are actually better today than they used to be? Are people getting better at the makeup? Are they looking better? What's the, when you come to, down to trends, where are people going with their looks?
Good morning. Yeah, well, you know, we're staying current. We're staying on trend. I'm seeing a lot of, you know, a little bit more natural makeup, and we're focusing on full lashes and full brows, and that's even something you could work with. We all got them.
Yeah, I would like to have fuller eyelashes and better brows, actually. What do you think,
right?
Ladies?
You think we should get you some extensions, I think. Some eyelash extensions.
All right. All right, so you two ladies, work your way through this, because you love to watch the red carpet stuff. What do you want to know from Chris and Jamie?
I always am just curious about the process, because we see a lot of these celebrities, and, gosh, some of them look great. Allison Janney comes to mind. She's just ageless. She just looks fantastic all the time, I think. But what's the process like before an award show for celebrities? Is this something that they're doing in 20 minutes, or is this like a 14-day process leading up to the event?
Hey, this is Chris McMillan here. How are you? The process is really about a collaboration, just being it's the hair, the makeup, and the wardrobe all communicating about what the dress is going to be, I think, really dictates. And then you kind of take it from there, and then collaborating with the hair, the makeup, and your actress on where they're going to be comfortable and how it's all going to tie in together.
And you would think, it takes about 2 to 3 hours, because we also like to have a little coffee and eat a little bit. It's more of like a fun gathering, and we all get together and kind of do our thing.
It's actually the fun part of the day.
Let me ask you this about you both have real high visibility clients. Do they mind you talking about them and what you do to them?
I think that for me, it's about what we did to get the look rather than talking about their personal lives. So I think we've built a trust, and which in turn is why we are celebrity hair and makeup artists. These celebrities have trust in us, you know, and we're not going to talk about their personal lives because who cares? It's more interesting.
Are you kidding? Have you looked at TMZ lately?
we care more.
What's
about
TMZ?
It?
We're not allowed to watch
TMZ. I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay, I get it. All right, so let's apply this to the people who are listening, Victoria. People who are wanting to look like, maybe I ask both, or Victoria, you can probe into this with Jamie and Chris. How you can recreate some of the looks. You like to look at Jennifer Garner, Jessica Parker, whoever it is that's out there.
Yeah, I think for me it's less about specific celebrities and more about what is the trend. So what are the trends that you guys are seeing for the fall?
So the trends I'm seeing are, the biggest trend is a monochromatic look. So you might have noticed that a lot of the women match their eyes to their lips to their cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of products that you got to use for this, because you got three different, you know, products that you need the same color. And what you could do, like for me, I love to get palettes. Palettes that are on trend are always available at Marshall's Beauty, and they are at amazing prices. So I get your gear and then get ready to experiment.
Okay. Cool.
What are some of the trends for hair, Chris? Because I'm actually getting my hair done tomorrow. So help me out. What do I need to do?
Well, you know, in the past there's been a lot of curls, and I think more glamorous waves are definitely. We're seeing a lot more waves in the hair, kind of like Jessica Biel had. I think I think we're seeing a lot of sleek hair, kind of the way that, say, Sarah Paulson and Claire Foy, they kind of were, you know, instead of that, it's replacing that loose bun. And, you know, you can get great styling tools and premium products at amazing prices at Marshall's. And what's great is because of the amazing prices, you can buy these styling tools and these products and experiment. And, you know, it's definitely the slick, sleek hair that, say, Sarah Paulson was wearing.
How about we go to Marshalls.com and we can see more of what these folks are talking about. Jamie Greenberg and Chris McMillan here on DJV.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sitting in there. Oh, there it is. Nothing industrial about Warren Eckstein's overview of how you take care of your animal, your pet. Is there a difference? Warren hosts the pet show, heard around the country, and he's on this program every day. What's the difference between a pet and an animal? Animals.
Great.
And, what do we... Is there some nuance to the two terms?
Well, I guess pet would be considered like a family member, part of the family, where an animal would be, you know, in the animal kingdom wild. So I think that would probably be the only difference, pet being, you know, part of the family. I wonder where the term pet comes from. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look that up, where the term pet comes from.
See, aren't you glad you're on here with me and make you think about all these things?
Made my day, Doug.
I know. I love that. So Los Angeles has announced that they will keep... They're going to be allowing 25% increase in the number of dogs that may be kept in homes within their jurisdiction. So you could have three. How many dogs do you have in your house?
I just have the one right now because he's
16. One. How many? What's the most you've had in your home?
36.
36.
That's just the dogs.
Obviously, the L.A. Animal Services Department hasn't been visiting your house.
They
so what's what do you suppose the rationale behind the move to provide more places? Is it because there's so many homeless dogs? Like homeless
people? Yeah, the shelters are absolutely full. The rescues are all full. The humane organizations are all full. Everyone's full. You know, we've been talking about spay and neutering since I've been born, and I don't know why this is the way it is, but it is. So they look for any alternative, I guess, to give citizens or pet guardians more opportunity to save more pets. So by increasing the number of dogs they're allowed to have, I think this is actually a good idea. Quite honestly, you know, if the dogs are well-behaved and the guardians are good guardians, who cares if my neighbor has six dogs or three dogs? It makes no difference to me.
Well, I don't, and that's where I get into the government telling you what to do and what you can't do. But I thought it was interesting to find out that there are somewhere between 26,000 and 44,000 homeless dogs in L.A. at any one time.
You know, it's interesting that you brought that up, Doug, and there's a reason. I had a call on my show this week, and I posted it on my Facebook, and I rarely post the vocalization phone call. A woman called me up. No family left whatsoever. They all died of cancer. She has maybe a couple of weeks to a couple of months to live. She calls me on the air. I take the call. And you can make me cry now. And she has these two gorgeous little dogs, 3 and 4 years old. And her main concern is, Warren, I have no one, no one, no one will take these dogs. I have nowhere to put them. Nothing. They've been loved their whole lives. I have money. I have this. What can I do? So actually, I got involved, and we're going to find a home for the dogs and let this lady cross the Rainbow Bridge in peace. But the important thing is, and I brought this up for a specific reason. Number one, it's really important for every pet guardian out there to set up a pet trust. I don't talk about this enough, but so many dogs wind up at shelters across the country. The owner dies. The family doesn't want the dog. They have no place for the dog. This beautifully loved dog or cat is now taken to a shelter. Please, please, please set up a living trust for your pet so that if, God forbid, something would happen to you, you at least know your pets would be taken care of. It's an important subject. It really is.
It's amazing how many dogs are owned and they are taken care of and others are not. But when you look at the number of dogs around the country, there are, at any given time, hundreds of thousands of homeless dogs in the country. Cities like Los Angeles, I thought this number was low. It's estimated that there are 460,000 owned dogs in the city of Los Angeles. And that seems low to me. Is it to you?
It does seem low to me, too. But then again, remember, the laws have been on the books. So there's a lot of rescues out there that are only allowed to have two dogs that maybe have 12 dogs in the basement. So
yeah,
I don't know if those numbers are real accurate, you know?
Right. That could be it. But anyway, the point is that there are people that are thinking about changing these numbers because there is such a problem. It's irresponsible. The same problem exists in humanity. There are too many people being born. There's too many dogs being born.
Here's the bottom line, okay? I'm never going to change the adult's mind. They're set in their ways. Either they're going to spay and neuter, they're not going to spay and neuter. The bottom line, if you want to resolve the issue of overpopulation, get into the elementary schools, get into the junior high schools, get into the high schools, get the kids, the younger kids, involved with animal rescue and spay and neutering. Once you get the kids involved, they will convince their parents. That's the resolution. The parents aren't going to change. If you can get to the kids when they're young and educate them about the overpopulation and what needs to be done, then you can resolve the issue.
Amen to that. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com and his line of nutritional support for your cat and your dog called Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.